Chapter 25. Happiness. Ferndean Manor was a pretty old house in the forest. As I came near, the door of the house opened, and Edward Rochester came out. As I watched him, I felt both happy and sad. He looked as strong as before, and his hair was still black, but in his face I saw a bitter, desperate look that was not there before. The blind man walked slowly along the path. Many times he looked up hopefully at the sky, but it was clear that he could see nothing. After a while he stopped walking. Rain fell on his bent head. Finally, he walked slowly back to the house and closed the door. When I knocked at the door, Mr. Rochester's old servant, John, opened it. He knew me immediately, and I asked to stay at the house that night. "But he may not want to see you, Miss Eyre," said Mary, John's wife. We were talking together in the kitchen. "He won't see anyone except John and I." She was lighting some candles. "Mr. Rochester always wants candles in the sitting room, even though he is blind." "Give them to me, Mary," I said. "I'll take them to him." Mr. Rochester was sitting near the fire in the dark room.
"Put down the candles, Mary,"
he said. "Here they are, sir," I said.
"Wait, you are Mary, aren't you?"
he asked, listening carefully. "Mary's in the kitchen, sir," I answered.